evidence related to the Russia probe and spread it online. Special Counsel Robert Mueller's office calls it an attempt to tarnish the investigation. Reuters' Eve Johnson reports.
In the filing, prosecutors said that a Twitter user, at Hacking Redstone, bragged about hacking evidence in the case last October and tweeted out an internet link with the message, "Enjoy the reading." The link led to what seemed to be documents from Mueller's team, but prosecutors say the files had been doctored and changed so as to discredit their investigation. The FBI says the account's IP address originated in Russia. So far, Mueller has indicted 13 Russians and three Russian companies, including Concord. He's also looking into whether members of the Trump campaign coordinated with Moscow. The Kremlin denies it meddled in the elections, and President Trump has called the inquiry a political witch hunt. The investigation is close to wrapping up, according to Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker.
One day after they delivered a report to U.S. Congress, President Trump criticized his intelligence chiefs Wednesday, calling them extremely passive and naive when it comes to the dangers of Iran, and said they are wrong. In testimony before the Senate Intelligence Committee Tuesday, U.S. intelligence agency leaders disputed some of Trump's views on Iran and world trouble spots in a hearing on global threats. The Saudi-led coalition in Yemen says it's ready to use calibrated force to prod Houthi rebels into abiding by the ceasefire in the port city of Hodeidah. The rebel-controlled port is the major entry point for food and other humanitarian relief for suffering Yemeni civilians. All sides promised to withdraw their forces but have been slow to implement the deal reached in December. There have been occasional flare-ups of gunfire, but rebels and coalition have started carrying out the prisoner exchange that was part of that ceasefire deal. This is VOA News. Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido is calling on the international community to back his efforts to force embattled